This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of the Lokpriya Gopinath Bardoloi International Airport in Guwahati, Assam this afternoon. He also unveiled an 80-foot statue of Assam's first Chief Minister, Gopinath Bardoloi, outside the new terminal of the airport named after him. The Prime Minister arrived in Guwahati on a two-day visit to Assam. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and unveil several projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees and address public meetings. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district of West Bengal. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 66.7 kilometer long four-laning of the Barajaguli Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in the Nadia district. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6 kilometer long Basad Barajaguli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Parganas district of the state. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. Mr. Modi said the projects will boost the economic growth in the region and will provide impetus to the growth of tourism across the region.
हमारी सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास है कि पश्चिम बंगाल के उन हिस्सों को भी आधुनिक कनेक्टिविटी मिले जो लंबे समय तक वंचित रहे हैं। बराजगुली से कृष्णानगर तक फोर लेन बनने से नॉर्थ 24 परगना, नदिया, कृष्णानगर और अन्य क्षेत्रों के लोगों को बहुत लाभ होगा। इससे कोलकाता से सिलीगुड़ी की यात्रा का समय करीब 2 घंटे तक कम हो गया है।
Addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha at the Harpur in Nadia district over the phone from Kolkata today, the Prime Minister alleged that corruption, nepotism and appeasement of the ruling dispensation have prevented development in the state. He alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led party is opposing the ongoing SIR exercise to save infiltrators from getting identified. Earlier, dense fog at the venue prevented the Prime Minister's helicopter from landing at the makeshift helipad there and forced him to return to the Kolkata airport. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today asserted that India's electronics exports reached $31 billion in the first 8 months in this financial year. Sharing an article of an English daily in a social media post, the minister said that the sector is the fastest growing among India's top 30 export items in the current fiscal year, showing a 38% year-on-year growth. He said that this growth is driving jobs, skilling and technology transfer. Government has invited suggestions and ideas from the citizens for the upcoming budget 2026-27 in February. The move aims to reflect the aspirations and needs of the people while fostering inclusive growth and national development. The recommendations can be sent to the MyGov portal at www.mygov.in. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the global economic and political order has undergone a major transformation with the emergence of multiple centres of power and influence. Addressing a convocation in Pune, he noted that this shift has led to natural competition among nations, creating new balances in the international system. In Pakistan, a court today sentenced the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years imprisonment each in the Toshakhana 2 corruption case. The case is about alleged fraud in state gifts which the former first couple received from the Saudi government in 2021. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Liang Weikeng and Wang Cheng of China in the semi-finals of season-ending BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China today. Satvik and Chirag last evening became the first Indian men's doubles pair to reach the semi-finals of the tournament, topping Group B. The India Meteorological Department has forecast snowfall over Western Himalayan region for the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.